Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jonathan Ive's biography, King. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you see Martin Luther King Jr.?
Absolutely. It completely reshaped my understanding of him. Ive doesn't give us the sanitized, marble statue version. He gives us the human being, the one who was scared, who doubted, who made mistakes. And honestly, that makes his courage so much more staggering.
Yeah, I felt that too. There's this moment early on where he's a 26-year-old pastor, totally unprepared, thrust into leading the Montgomery bus boycott. And he's terrified. He's getting death threats every night.
Right. And I doesn't gloss over that. He shows King sitting in his kitchen one night, head in his hands, ready to quit. And then he has this kitchen conversion. He hears Jesus telling him to stand up. That moment of spiritual surrender is what gave him the strength to keep going.
I love that the book starts with his childhood in Atlanta, not with a boycott. You see these early wounds, being forced to give up his seat on a bus, getting slapped by a white store clerk, his father standing up to a police officer. Those moments never healed.
Exactly. And he was always intellectually restless. He questioned the literal truth of the Bible, struggled with doubt. But he found his home in liberal theology and, most importantly, Gandhi's philosophy of nonviolent resistance. For King, nonviolence wasn't passive. It was an active, militant form of love.
Yeah, that's the thing that surprised me most. He wasn't a moderate. He was a radical. The book shows how he became more and more radical in his final years.
That's the revisionist heart of the book. Most of us remember the I Have a Dream King, but the King after Selma was different. He was exhausted, depressed, and he'd realized that legal equality meant nothing without economic justice.
Right? So he starts speaking out against the Vietnam War, calling the U.S. the greatest purveyor of violence in the world. And that alienates him from LBJ, from the media, from his own allies.
And then he launches the Poor People's Campaign, a multiracial movement to occupy Washington and demand an economic bill of rights. He was planning a camp-in of the poor. That's not the dreamy, gentle figure we put on a pedestal.
No, it's not. And then there's Memphis. The sanitation workers striking for a living wage, carrying signs that say, "I am a man," King goes there. The march turns violent, and he's deeply discouraged. But he comes back.
The night before he dies, he gives that speech about the mountaintop. He says, "I may not get there with you." He knew the danger, and Ive makes you feel that weight, the constant threat of death he lived with every single day.
The book also doesn't shy away from his flaws. The plagiarism in graduate school, the extramarital affairs, the depression. And I think that's important, because it makes him more human, not less.
Exactly. Ive presents those cracks as the places where his humanity shines through. He wasn't a saint. He was a man who chose to be great despite his own brokenness. That makes his sacrifice even more heartbreaking.
There's this one detail that really stuck with me. After his home was bombed, his wife and baby were inside, and he still preached nonviolence. How do you do that?
That's the thing. He called for love while living in constant fear. And Ive makes you understand that his courage wasn't the absence of fear. It was acting in spite of it.
So what's the single takeaway for you? For me, it's that King was still becoming. He was still wrestling with his theology and his demons right up to the moment he was shot. He wasn't a finished product.
That's beautiful. For me, it's that the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice, but it doesn't bend on its own. It bends when flawed, frightened people put their bodies on the line and pull. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So we'll leave you with this. Remember the real King, the radical, the revolutionary, the man who demanded not just a seat at the table, but a complete restructuring of it. We'll see you in the next one.